phone, getting gun permits. And even in, I'm originally from New Jersey, and where nobody knew what a gun was, because it was just one of those places where never a need. There was no hunting. Everybody lived on top of each other. And it was much different time. And now everybody's, I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, everybody's got a gun. Everybody's got a gun permit. I'm like, you got to be kidding me, right? Nope. Everybody's getting a gun. And you're seeing it across the nation, and women especially. Everyone wants a gun for self-protection because they can no longer trust what's going on locally, because there's such an assault on what's going on locally. The police are afraid to do their job for fear they might get in trouble, or they might get litigated against. The prosecutors already made it known in certain areas or in certain locales that, hey, I'm not going to prosecute. And of course, there's assault from the federal government, who usually underwrites some of the incarceration places. They don't want to do it. And what you have is what you have. A woman in Philadelphia, I read, raped in broad daylight on a train, and the people are watching. They don't know what to do. That's the society you want? I think not. And that's one of the things I'm definitely going to make sure that we have a great way, because you're ultimately talking about quality of life and standard of living, and that's what people want, and that's what I'm going to make sure never happens. I'm going to really stand up and fight against that.
And you mentioned the shoplifting issue in communities, in particular in California, and you look at what's going on there. Walgreens is pulling out like 15, 19 stores from inner city areas throughout California and other states where they have this whole deal of shoplifting, where people come in, and if it's less than $100, nobody prosecutes them.
And you know who suffers? The people of those communities suffer exactly. The most. And the reason they do is because now, where do they go to, if a prescription or something or a convenience? They can't go to their local Walgreens. It's not there anymore. Now, and some of them, what do? Hop on a bus. You might not have a car or whatever. And that's just the beginning. You see the Walgreens pulled out, but then the bigger box stores, if they're in your neighborhood, they're going to go too. But what are you left with? You're left with an area in despair, quite frankly.
More coming up from John Kovacs, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. We're going to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, and any of you that listen to this program know about its education. We'll also talk about the reconciliation package and the bipartisan infrastructure bill that's rattling around. Today it's rattling around in the House of Representatives. Next week it might be in the Senate. Who knows? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 3:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, watch out for a crash near the freeway on-ramp. That's at Martin Luther King at the 95 interchange. Several vehicles involved in that one. Cleanup crews are on scene. Also, look for some heavy volumes there on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde, 215 westbound at Gibson. Major delays downtown with those lane restrictions through that construction zone, 95 south at Southern Rancho, 515 eastbound at Main Street, and 515 westbound at Pecos. Only two lanes available as you work through there. And you're pretty much touch and go in a couple of areas. Interstate 15 northbound at Washington and 215 eastbound at Gillespie.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash, powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Raiders football getting set for their game on November 7th against the Giants as they go into a bye week. Team owner Mark Davis speaking with The Athletic, and he said that a settlement has been reached with former head coach John Gruden and his contract. Gruden was in the middle of a 10-year, $100 million contract. There had been reports that he had about $40 million in guaranteed money left over. Davis was not clear in how much money Gruden is actually going to receive from the team. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, a win against Dallas in overtime yesterday, 3-2. They play Anaheim tomorrow. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
At Allstate, we've been saying you're in good hands for a long time. But what exactly does that mean? Does it mean you're protected from life's uncertainties? Does it mean you can worry less and live a little more? Does it mean you're not alone, even when things get kind of hard? Actually, yes. Yes, it does. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at 5 o'clock this afternoon, the Greer Education Building on East Flamingo. They're going to have a Clark County Board of Trustees meeting, at which point they're going to be talking about... they're going to be talking about the potential ouster of Jesus Jara as superintendent and Linda Cavazos as president of the Board of Trustees. We'll talk more about that later in the program. But joining us, John Kovacs, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. When you do your teletown halls, do you get folks that want to talk about education?
Absolutely. I did. I got some education questions last night, and quite frankly, it's pretty much what we hear going on across the country with respect to critical race theory and what's being taught to our kids. And, you know, it's kind of the paradigm there, or the paradox, quite frankly, there is we didn't know what was happening. Not until the school kids came home, COVID-19, and the parents are looking over their shoulder onto the laptop, and they're like, what the hell are they teaching you in this school? And from there, it just went downhill, and people are like livid over it. I'm like, I can't. No wonder why you guys, nobody knows what they're doing. People are livid, frustrated to the point, like me, right now. They're speechless. Words cannot come out of their mouth to convey how horrified they were over what was seen. And it permeates throughout society again, and it permeates throughout, and people wonder, how come we're not getting jobs? How come this? How come that? Because you're not educated, because you are being shortchanged by your educators who don't want to teach you reading, writing, and arithmetic. And believe it or not, I know as simplistic as it sounds, you're talking to a civil engineer who actually was able to own two businesses in two states. Within this state, the barometer for owning a business is much, much higher. There's a lot of licenses, a lot of exams that you have to take. And quite frankly, I'll be honest with you, if you don't have a good education behind you, forget about being a contractor in the state. It's never going to happen. Get on to the education, how important it is. We're in a state where, quite frankly, the incumbent Democrat in the 3rd Congressional District was all rah-rah education. We're abysmally last in education in this state. And so I don't know what she says. I don't know what she has to hold up as as what she's accomplished, because quite frankly, she hasn't accomplished anything. I'm looking at some stats in front of me now. African American students, only 10% of them are proficient in English, and less than 4% are proficient in math. That's crazy. How is that happening? The reason it's happening is, and we talk about critical race theory, you got all these people, you're teaching or indoctrinating our kids into thinking, well, why should I learn this when the people who taught us that are racist and the institution is against us? And now you want to blame an institution, blame your educational institution for failing you. That's quite where it is. Because I see people from other countries across big oceans come here. They speak zero English, but you know what they do learn? They pick up the universal language, math, and they become very proficient at math. And before you know it, you're working for them because they're the computer programmers. They're the computer scientists. If you look now on Wall Street, they're the number guys on Wall Street. They've become proficient in math. And then they pick up English along the way if it's their second language or something like that. There's no harm there. But to be born in this country and to have English as your primary and, quite frankly, your only language and not know how to – and not really know how to – and to be, quite frankly, illiterate in it, there's no excuse for it. And quite frankly, if I were the students and their parents, especially – here in Nevada and in this district, I'd be livid over what the heck was going on, because our children are being shortchanged, and they're being shortchanged in the name of critical race theory. They're being shortchanged in the name of social justice. They're being shortchanged in the name of institutional racism, and they're not really learning when all the teachers really have to do is teach these kids, educate them reading, writing, and arithmetic. And because with arithmetic comes geometry, and that's in when you become proficient in geometry. What do we learn? Theorems, and that teaches us how to analyze, and that teaches us how to critically think, and that is what, and this is why how come I'm not a big thinker? Because you are not proficient in that. How does a guy like John Kovacs, believe it or not, I'm a first generation American. My father came here off the boat in 1956, spoke no English, poor guy. And he knew that if his sons were going to make it in this country, they were going to have to embrace and learn English, math. And I remember sitting down, my poor father fall asleep the belt in his hand. If we were sloppy, boom, we got hit. We didn't know math, but we math, 10 until we were falling asleep. The guy made sure we knew how to do math. And now fast forward, all of my brothers, quite frankly, to Wall Street guys and able to support their families. And quite frankly, none of us, myself included, really have to worry about where our next meal is coming from, because we are in demand, because we are the educated, and not just in one discipline, but in broad-based. And then my father made sure we all went to the Citadel, and really, and they kind of took over where he left off. And now that's what enabled me at 55 years old to say, you know what? Because I had the ability, when I say I want to run for Congress, it wasn't like, well, I wish I was smart enough to. No. I had what it takes. I have what it takes to run for Congress because I've been born. It's been in me for the last 50 years. So if you don't want to be shut out of a future, if you don't want to be shut out of a job, if you don't want to be shut out of a good life, you really have to embrace education and really be able to decipher from what you're being spoon-fed in terms of what you're being indoctrinated with, and just concentrate on the reading, the writing, and the arithmetic. And believe it or not, there's plenty of times when you're an adult, as we are now, there's plenty of times to talk about politics and all that other stuff after you're 22 years old. Just learn the basics now. The rest will come. Trust me.
I want to ask you, I've only got a few minutes left, and I've got to ask you about what's going on in our nation's capital. Nancy Pelosi says she's going to put the infrastructure bill, the bipartisan infrastructure bill, on the floor for a vote. We don't know when. We don't know whether she's going to be able to get her done. And then there's the $3.5 trillion human infrastructure package. Can you talk a little bit about what's been going on and the fact that when you go to Washington to become our congressman in CD3, you're going to be dealing with this stuff? What do you make of it?
Well, I'm going to ask you a question like this. The $1.5 trillion, think about this. The $1.2 trillion infrastructure package, of which only 800 billion. That's like 0.8. Only 800 billion was going for actual hardcore infrastructure. The rest of it was going for social programs. Of the 3.5 trillion with a capital T, all of it is going for, actually, I can't even say, they don't even know. Bill hasn't been written yet. What they want, so it's got, they, all that, what they want is they want to vote on the money, vote on having the thing passed, and they're going to write it in later. That is a big no. Segueing on to my Teletown Hall from last night, the question was put out there. We have a $1.2 trillion infrastructure package bill, and we have a $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill, if you will, coming out. Do you think this will benefit the country? And I was shocked. A resounding 100% of the participants said no. No one believes it's in any way, shape, or form going to help the country. And quite frankly, it's not. With respect to the 800, and here we are. Here we are in Nevada. We are a water crisis, and what we need to do is really come up with a method or a system to kind of not just fix our water problem, but water problem for the entire West, and how we're going to get a handle on it. And then you have the East Coast, you know, the lower southeastern states that are getting drenched with all kinds of problems. How do you fix that? And that's that you need to do through Congress. That's got to be done nationally. And you know what? There's no money in it for you guys. There's no money. $4.7 trillion. None of it to address this.
Wow. Wow. In our final minute, and I've only got a minute, what do you need from my listeners, the folks that are listening right now, they're driving home from work or they're just traversing the southern Nevada area? Tell me what you need.
I'm going to tell you really quick what we need, what everybody needs. We need funding. We need donations. We need people to donate. A lot of Republicans said, hey, what do we do? We want to get involved. We're getting beat up by the Democrats and everything. What do we do? You support your candidates because the Democrats are supporting their candidates by far greater margins than you are supporting your candidates. You want your candidate? If you like what I have to say, go to my website, John Kovac, KovacsForCongress.com, my website. Is KovacsForCongress.com. Go to my website and donate. You want to learn more about me? We have a phenomenal Facebook page, John Kovacs for Congress. We also have a great YouTube channel. Go on YouTube, look us up, YouTube channel, John Kovacs for Congress. We'll come up. A lot of great content there. It tells you where we stand on the issues. But by and large, what we need to kind of keep our movement going, donations, go to KovacsForCongress.com. Thank you very much.
Hey, John, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it. It was great having you on before by phone. Great to meet you. And safe travels, man.
Thank you very much.
John Kovacs, candidate for Congress in CD3. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved in state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Hey, Chuck, I know there are a lot of scams with online payday loans. What should people watch out for?
So many of these websites might look totally legit, but they're far from it. And the borrower needs to be very careful to make sure they're dealing with a lender that's licensed right here in Nevada, like Dollar Loan Center.
How do they get away with that?
It's normally the online companies that are based out of the country in places like Costa Rica or hiding on tribal land to skirt state lending laws. And others are just lead generators who will just bombard you with calls, texts, and emails. Just be careful and do your research.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, with some very sound advice about online loan scams. We have over 50 local and licensed locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help while keeping your information safe. Stop by or check us out online at don'tbebroke.com for all the details.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, Florida is at the epicenter of the battle for mask mandates, vaccine mandates. Joseph Latipo is the Florida Surgeon General and was on Fox last night. And why the media is calling him out. This is cut one, go.
You know, I'm not sure why I'm sort of constantly under attack, it seems. I guess we could ask the people who are attacking me. But regardless of the attacks, what will remain unchanged is the fact that we're going to be making database decisions about public health in Florida. We've had a tremendous amount of success already, thanks to the governor's leadership. And nothing anyone says is going to change the approach that we take to public health. And
Amen.
Which is to say that we're not going to be censored to what this past year and a half have been.
Can you give, and it's so reassuring to hear that, because you clearly mean it, it's not a talking point. Can you give us an example of a decision of, as you put it, a data-based, science-based decision the state of Florida has made recently that differs from, say, what other states are doing?
Oh, sure. Thanks, Tucker. I mean, I think a really good example is this obsession with masking kids in school. And yes, when you look at the evidence for mask mandates in schools, it's very weak. You know, the highest quality evidence we have, in fact, for masks basically shows, and this is what the highest quality evidence shows, that, you know, that there's really no evidence of a health benefit, as in an improvement in a child's health outcome by implementing these mask mandates. And there's not even any solid evidence for cloth masks. So, you know, where benefit has been shown, it's primarily been with surgical masks. But, you know, Americans have unfortunately been just slammed constantly with this message that you must mask these children. But, you know, we haven't asked enough about the high-quality data, and it doesn't support it. And we don't do it in Florida.
Yeah, there you have it. They don't do it in Florida, and they seem to be having the most success. Go figure. When we come back, the latest on the Alec Baldwin shooting death of a crew member in New Mexico. Some of this stuff is so bizarre that they're talking about. We'll get to that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity. With the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So call me stubborn. For the last few years, I've been asking friends, family, even business associates to repeat what they were saying. I knew I had hearing loss, but I put it off. It wasn't until several friends urged me to get checked for hearing loss that I finally gave in. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. I had no idea how much I was missing. This, folks, was a life-changing experience. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. Now, they've even hooked up to my smartphone, so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. I know you've been putting it off. Make that call today. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Do you know a high school senior who could use some extra cash to attend college? Encourage them to apply for the Ronald McDonald House Charities Scholarship. RMHC, McDonald's, and our community partners have awarded more than $4 million in scholarships to deserving students over the years. So apply today. Current high school seniors in Clark and Nye counties with a 2.7 GPA are eligible. For details on how to apply, visit rmhlv.org. Applications are due January 7th.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The more we see court affidavits in the Alec Baldwin shooting tragedy out in New Mexico, the more information we get and the more bizarre this story kind of goes. This is Sheriff Adan Mendoza of Santa Fe, New Mexico, talking about more live rounds that have been found on this movie set in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
So I think what we've learned is we suspect that there was other live rounds that were found on the set. I won't comment further on how they got there. That's still part of this investigation is active, so I won't comment on how they got there. But we suspect that they are there. That will be up. It will be determined when testing is done by the crime lab in reference to whether or not they are officially live rounds or not.
Sheriff, how did two people inspect this gun and not notice? There was a live round in it.
That's what we're trying to determine. The people that inspected or handled the firearm when it was loaded before it got to Mr. Baldwin, we're interviewing. And there's some follow-up questions that we need to do. So there's further investigation.